Stone Chats, small talks about homeschooling. Presented by Wildwood Curriculum, a Charlotte Mason education for all. Welcome to this short podcast teaser, where Marjorie shares a few of her thoughts comparing a Waldorf education to Charlotte Mason's approach.
Waldorf works with blocks rather than this drip that Charlotte Mason does of many different subjects just dripped in over time. Waldorf does, like, you take a picture and you pour it over your kids for 4 to 8 weeks. And then you go to another picture and do that. So you go really in depth on certain things, but it's only for a short time. So whereas Charlotte Mason would do 9 fairy tales over a year for 1B, Waldorf would do 9 to 12 fairy tales over a 2-month period for first grade. And so you're doing one every week. You work for a longer period of time. Rather than the short, they don't do short lessons. They do an hour to an hour and a half, or maybe even a 2-hour block, where they're really just working on really in depth on one thing. But then you only do that for a week, and then you move to a different. So it's just a really different philosophy of how kids work best.
Does it have a lot of play incorporated with it?
I guess it depends on what you consider play. Their lessons are still only 2 to 3 hours long in the morning for the younger kids. But it's all on one thing. Rather than doing 5 or 6 different kind of subjects, you'll really work with one. It's almost kind of like a unit study in a way.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not just reading a fairy tale for 2 hours, but you've read the fairy tale, you're working with the fairy tale, you're doing puppets with that fairy tale, you're modeling on that fairy tale, you're writing, making paintings about the fairy tale, but it's all on that one fairy tale.
So for lots of children, that's going to work because lots of children like to hyper-focus, right? Like it feels really good to dig in deep and to do that. But for other children, that's not going to work. Like that would never work for my son.
Yeah, there's definitely play. And I think they're more conscious of doing the 3 different mind, body, and soul than Charlotte Mason people are.
Right.
And their soul isn't religion. It's not Christian. Their soul is more beauty and integrating. They do a lot with what we would call integrating right and left brain, but they don't call it that, but that's really what it is. They do form drawing where you have this big easel basically, and you do designs, and you do it with both your right and left hand, and you do the same and you do them opposite.
Oh, see, that would have been awesome for my son.
Yeah. So, you know, and they do that through about 4th grade. So when I read that stuff, I think, oh, that's right and left brain integration, mm-hmm. crossing the midline, you know, all of that, but they don't call it that. So they focus on that a lot more than Charlotte Mason does. And then they also say that physical activity should be at least 1/3 of the curriculum. People who don't know Charlotte Mason very well think that it's all about books. This
exactly.
is what Charlotte Mason is. It's just books. People who have really dug into their readings and have been involved in the community for a long time know that Charlotte Mason is about so much more. But I think Waldorf does a better job of telling the newbies that.
Yes. Yeah, which is maybe why a lot of people come from Waldorf to Charlotte Mason, right? Because,
yeah.
Or that seems to be part of the journey for lots of people.
I think so. I agree with my daughter. She loved to go in deep. And so we tried Konos, actually.
We did too in the very beginning.
We didn't try it in the beginning. We tried it for high school.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought, oh, this would be wonderful. And after 3 weeks, she was so burned out on diving in deep to this one ancient culture. It was great. She loved it for the first probably 3 or 4 days. Hey, I get to spend 5-6 hours reading about this one culture. This is wonderful. And then I just got to where she was like, I am so done with this. I just need to stop. So Charlotte Mason worked so much better for my daughter. Yeah, she's actually the one that said, you need to do Charlotte Mason with Lexi, because when we were the strictest Charlotte Mason, those were her best years.
That's what I feel too, actually. I feel the years where I was the strictest, I was able to implement Charlotte Mason type schedule and keep on top of it, and everybody was in their own form as they needed to be, mm-hmm. were the years that my children will still talk about the material that was presented that year. Thank you for listening to this short teaser for the upcoming podcast, Stone Chats, presented by Wildwood Curriculum. For more information about our free, secular, and inclusive curriculum based on the works of 19th century educator Charlotte Mason, please visit us at wildwoodcurriculum.org.